Welcome back in. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Here in this hour, we're playing for you a number of interviews that I recorded earlier in the week at Busch Stadium. We had a number of dignitaries that were at the ballpark watching the Cardinals, and that includes NASCAR great Kyle Larson, who is in search of a Cup Series championship this year. He was over at Worldwide Technology Raceway doing some testing with Goodyear, and he came over to the ballpark. I was able to grab him for a few minutes, and as we opened up our conversation, we talked about just how hot it is, not just at the game and at the ballpark, but also gets pretty hot in those cars as well.
Cooled down a little bit from the test earlier today. So, yeah, nice to be here and get to enjoy a nice baseball game.
Yeah, it's been in the 90s today. How hot does it get in the car when it's already hot? I know it can be a cool day. It's already going to be hot in the car. How much hotter is it on a day like
this? Yeah, so, I mean, a day like today, high humidity, I'd have to ask them what the temperature was in the car. I'm sure they recorded it at some point, but it would probably be up in the 140s, I would say. So really hot, but thankfully we have a cool shirt that's got kind of like some, you know, fluid that runs through some lines that keeps our core temp cool. And then we have a helmet fan that connects to our helmet that blows warm air. But at least it's something to circulate some air there. So it could be worse, but It's definitely hot.
When you come in for testing like you did here, what are you looking to accomplish?
So this test here is a Goodyear tire test. So Goodyear produces our tires for our race cars, and we have a race coming up here in September. So they wanted to get a few of our teams here to kind of try some different tire combinations to try and figure out what tire combo would be the best for producing good racing. So myself, Brad Keselowski, and Eric Jones were here today working on some things. So, and then once you kind of get through their test plan, you can work on things that you want to work on for your car and trying to get it better.
Worldwide Technology Raceway is still a relatively new course here, on the Cup Series circuit. How much do you enjoy being out here? And the fans give such great support, but the actual racing, talk to me through, what that oval's like for you.
Yeah, it's a tricky oval. It's got really, really long straightaways, and then both ends of the racetrack, both corners are different shapes, really. One in turns one and two is a much tighter radius with a lot more banking, and then turns three and four is a longer corner but flat. So your car doesn't really drive perfectly in either end of the racetrack, but that's fun. I think it's a cool challenge, and then also, like you mentioned, the fans. I think the fans are what make the race there really exciting. The fans throughout the Midwest are really into racing. So I always enjoy coming here to see the crowd packed and see them energetic.
Yeah, I want to talk with you about that a little, because if you're a baseball player, football player, hockey player, like you're in the same room as everybody. When you're driving, you're in a car, yet they're still watching. How much can fans have an impact on you when you're actually driving?
Yeah, I mean, I would say like the pre-race stuff for sure is when you definitely notice it. Once you're in the car, you're focused quite a bit. But there's definitely been times too, though, when I've taken the lead or you get a late race caution and you glance up in the stands and you see them going crazy. So, like I said, the fans here in St. Louis are awesome.
We're talking with Kyle Larson. I don't think people realize the travel, because you generally race on weekends. You were Pocono this past week, in Atlanta coming up, but you do things like this in the middle of the week. So Pocono, St. Louis, Atlanta. I mean, I bet many of your weeks look like this. Sometimes you might go do a dirt track race or something like that. I mean, there's just always stuff going on.
Yeah, my weeks, for me, myself, you're much busier than your standard NASCAR guy. So, between racing and going to different events to promote the sport, testing this week's extra crazy, but I'll race actually in Wheatland, Missouri this Thursday with High Limits, so I don't know if anybody's listening to that. Be sure to come check it out. So I've never raced there before, so it should be fun. But lots of racing, lots of travel, but I really enjoy it.
You obviously do. I mean, you're doing this. You try to do the Indy 500, Coca-Cola 600 double. You've tried to do that the last couple of years. Again, talk to me just about your absolute love for what you do, because you wouldn't be doing all this extra stuff if you didn't.
Yeah, no doubt. I definitely wouldn't be as busy as I am racing all the time if I didn't love it. So, I love it. It's the main reason why I race so much, but I also race a lot just because I feel like it helps me. It helps me become a better race car driver, getting myself in more racing situations than my typical competitor, I think, is important. And then also doing it in different types of race cars, I think, really kind of allows me to always put myself in uncomfortable situations. And I feel like when you do that, you can learn from it. Whether you make good decisions or bad decisions on the racetrack, you always learn from it. So, I try to stay busy with all that and just always try and become a better race car driver.
We're going to see the start of the in-season challenge coming up this weekend, where it's kind of a bracket style thing. Your matchup in round number one is Tyler Reddick. This is for the fans. It's a really cool thing in the middle of the season, but is this something where you'll know where Tyler is and you know, maybe going forward, you kind of have an idea of where they are? Is it something that plays a role in what you're doing?
It's definitely, I think, something that you pay attention to while you're out there, for sure. So, I would have liked an easier matchup than Tyler Reddick. He's really, really good. But we're going to Atlanta this weekend, where kind of it's a crazy race where everybody's got a shot. So I think there will be a lot of upsets throughout the bracket after this weekend. So it's the first year that we've done it, so we'll see how it goes. But I think it's really exciting for the fan. You know, I think a lot of times in the summer months, the season can get kind of stale feeling, like you don't really know what you're out there, you know, racing for. So I think it adds some storylines, and it should be fun. It should be fun for the fan to pay attention to.
NASCAR keeps doing just to Mexico City. We'll do some dirt races sometimes. We'll do street races. It seems like they're always adding different things. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, for sure. I do enjoy that. You know, for a long time, the schedule was kind of the same every year. And, you know, we would go to a lot of tracks multiple times. And, you know, now I feel like the last 5 or 6 years, they've really put an emphasis on, like, how do we attract, you know, new fans to our sport? And we've been able to take, you know, like you mentioned, a lot of it, you know, dirt on Bristol. We went to race at the LA Coliseum. We're racing downtown Chicago. We went to Mexico City. They've revived a few old tracks, you know, going to North Wilkesboro and Bowman Gray. You know, Trucks and Xfinity went back to Rockingham this year. So, you know, even coming to Gateway, things like that. So our schedule is really fun and exciting, and I think everybody, at least I enjoy it, and I think all the fans do too.
And we do want to remind folks, the Enjoy Illinois 300 at Worldwide Technology Raceway, Sunday, September 7th. It's a full weekend of racing over at Worldwide Technology Raceway. You're here. Are you a big baseball fan?
I'm definitely a fan. I wouldn't say I have the time to watch many regular season games, but whenever the postseason rolls around, I'm definitely tuned in. Baseball in October is... there's nothing like it. So, yeah, I enjoy that.
You're in a safe place. What's your team?
Well, so I wouldn't say I necessarily have a favorite team. I grew up in Northern California, so the Giants naturally were my team. I went to a spring training game for the Dodgers earlier this year, and then just went to a game last week, and they've treated me very well. So I would say they're my team currently. Which will piss off a lot of my Northern California friends and fans. So, oh well. But no, they've been really nice to me there.
That's Kyle Larson. You see him racing every Sunday, sometimes in the midweeks. You never know where he might pop up. Kyle, great to talk to you. Great to meet you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's NASCAR great Kyle Larson. My conversation with him earlier this week as he was at Busch Stadium. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Fighting Illini offensive lineman Brandon Henderson, an East St. Louis product. He was at the ballpark this week. My conversation with him is next here on KMOX.